Major corporations resume hiring as AI limitations become apparent. By Lucas Nolan on July 27, 2026. America's largest companies are reversing course on hiring freezes, announcing plans to expand their workforces after months of restraint driven by AI adoption expectations. The Wall Street Journal reports that a significant shift is emerging in corporate America's approach to staffing, with major employers across multiple industries announcing intentions to hire new workers despite previous predictions that artificial intelligence would substantially reduce workforce needs. Companies including CSX, Alphabet, and Booz Allen Hamilton have recently informed investors of plans to increase headcount to meet growth objectives and leverage emerging technologies. This reversal marks a departure from the prevailing corporate strategy during much of the AI era, when major employers largely avoided adding personnel due to economic uncertainties and expectations that AI systems could handle increasing workplace responsibilities. However, executives are now citing the costs and limitations of AI as factors necessitating human workforce expansion, while others seek to rebuild teams following previous layoffs. Booz Allen Hamilton's COO Christine Martin Anderson told investors Friday, "We actually need to accelerate hiring a bit. We're a little bit behind right now. We're addressing that now." The government contractor had reduced its workforce by thousands of positions last year as the Trump administration reduced federal contracts and demanded cost justifications from firms. Total headcount stood at approximately 30,900 as of June 30, representing a 7.5% decrease from the previous year. The company now reports strong demand for its services, particularly in national security positions requiring security clearances. For approximately the past year and a half, large employers operated under the assumption that smaller workforces would drive faster growth, leading United States public companies to reduce their white-collar staffing levels. Recent data indicates this trend is reversing, with layoffs declining significantly. The most recent week of United States jobless claims reached the lowest level on record since 1969, according to federal data. Sarah Franklin, CEO of human resources platform Lattice, suggests the hiring shift partly reflects a corporate recalibration regarding AI capabilities. Many companies had stopped recruiting entry-level employees under the assumption that AI agents could compensate for the reduced headcount. Organizations have since recognized that human workers remain necessary to function alongside artificial intelligence systems. Just because you have coding agents doesn't mean you're not hiring engineers, Franklin said, adding that companies with AI sales agents also need salespeople. She noted that among Lattice's thousands of clients, many have resumed hiring for numerous roles, particularly junior positions. "There's a big thirst for that," Franklin said. "What you have now is a realization that you need the AI native skills. You need this entry-level workforce, which is innovative, not calcified in thought. They're also more affordable because they are newer to the workforce." The hiring increase extends beyond white-collar professions. Tool manufacturer Snap-on indicated plans to add employees to support business expansion. CSX stated that its train and engine service headcount will increase modestly in coming months to accommodate higher demand, while simultaneously pursuing technological solutions to address attrition in other company areas. The transportation company noted its overall headcount remains below year-ago levels. Few companies are indicating plans for major hiring expansions, and employers are emphasizing they seek specific types of workers. Alphabet Chief Financial Officer Anat Ashkenazi stated the technology company expects continued hiring in key investment areas including AI and cloud computing. Software company ServiceNow aims to hire additional quota-bearing feet on the street sales execs to capture growth in sectors like cybersecurity. M. Keith Waddell, CEO of staffing firm Robert Half, characterized AI's impacts on the job market as more benign than some have feared. The firm, which places candidates in roles ranging from technology to financial services, reports that some clients have resumed recruiting activities. "Hiring demand continues to improve and market conditions are increasingly more supportive of our business," he said. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall, author of the instant bestseller Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and The Race to Control AI, explains that AI's impact on the economy shows that it goes far beyond just a technology, instead representing political power. Hall explained that AI means the power to erase jobs or create them, to shape and mold minds through education, either toward freedom or through an indoctrination lens, and the power to scan and ban and censor free speech. Increasingly, Hall continued, it is going to be the power to decide who comes home alive and who does not off of the battlefield. As we see currently, even today with this debate going on about autonomous warfare within the Anthropic discussion and the War Department, Hall explained the stakes for his audience this way. America has one foot in the roses of possibility and promise of technological innovation, and one foot hovering over the landmines that we are going to have to collectively navigate our way though as a society. Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.